Now look at this. A genotype is a race or a kind. It's the fundamental constitution of an organism in terms of its hereditary factors. Now this means that these wise scientists of death are making pathogens. A pathogen is something that can cause a disease. They're creating this as a means of depopulating our planet of undesirables. Watch this now. They call it culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, culling the population. And if you look up the word cull, it means to pick out, to select in order to discard or destroy. To discard or destroy unwarranted parts, something rejected as not being up to standard. So if you're poor and you're ignorant and you're black or brown, you are being selected for destruction. Now I'm gonna prove this. I just want you to hold on for the proof. What is the method that they're gonna use to depopulate? Watch this. Civil wars in which depleted uranium and Agent Orange are used. And if you remember last week's lecture, there are 39 states in America that have already been polluted by depleted uranium. Now, when you see the target areas, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Oh, this is wonderful. The target areas are El Salvador. Where's that? I wish I had a map here, but that'll be on the DVD. El Salvador is between Honduras and I think Nicaragua, and there's three countries there, but it touches Honduras, and there's another one, Guatemala. But what is there in El Salvador that America wants? It's oil. So kill off the indigenous people. They already have a base, a military base in El Salvador. They have embassy. They have CIA. And they're working to kill off the indigenous population so that nobody can threaten their takeover of oil. Watch now. Civil wars. Disease infection. Through bioweapons such as Ebola and AIDS. Watch this AIDS now. Race targeting weapons. They have a weapon that they can put it in a room where there's black and white, and it will kill only the black and spare the white, because it's a genotype weapon that is designed for your genes, for your race, for your kind. This Satan is out. I mean, look at this now. Crops contaminated with altered DNA that sterilizes the consumer. I know y'all love McDonald's and Wendy's. But all the fast food stores that are predominantly in the black and Latino community,
See, how do you kill a fool? You kill him through his natural desire to eat, but you kill him and her through their taste buds. It tastes good.
But it's not good. Look at this now. They want to create famines. And man has the capacity to create a famine.
Forced sterilization programs. This is going on right now among Native Americans, but it's also going on among you with new birth control devices. That when I was coming up,
there was no sex on television.
You saw a man and a woman enter a room, and then a nature scene would come up. And you left to your imagination, ooh. Something's going on up in there, but you didn't see it. Today, ain't nothing left to the imagination. So sex is being literally bred. If I could get that damn Satan right now, I'd... And look, let me tell you something. I'm calling those bastards out for the fight. We have to make them known. Bastard is not a bad word. They just the illegitimate child of the Creator. They not legitimate. Satan has never been legitimate. They're killing people by toxic food, water, air, and medicine. On your TV and just stop a moment and count the number of food commercials and the number of pills.
You're not getting close, having erectile dysfunction. Take Viagra, and if that's not good, this one works for 72 hours. Cialis. They're marketing death. We've been on this planet millions and billions of years, and black men ain't never had no problem with erectile dysfunction.
It's true, man. We have always been. But today, I need a pill. You have a backache? Take this. Are you urinating too much? Take this. Oh, and by the way, if your erection lasts longer than 40 hours, call the doctor and get this. This is the stuff that's on TV. I'm not making it up.
Any little problem you got, roll it on. You got a headache? You got a knee ache? You got osteoporosis? You got pains in your joints? You can't walk up to the store? Try this one. So the pharmaceutical companies are making medicines to make us sick so as to make more money out of treating our illnesses before we die. Well, they're gonna kill you anyway, but they're gonna get rich in the process of killing you with your pains.